Welcome to Hometown Highlights, where we sit down with professionals, business owners, and community members. There are so many unique and incredible stories in the individuals and businesses that surround us every day. Here on Hometown Highlights, we bring attention to these stories and bring them to the spotlight. We also want to thank our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. We appreciate their support in creating this podcast. Now, let's jump into the conversation. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hometown Highlights podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Fry. I'm really excited to be able to talk to the two young individuals we have on today. Just be able to share their story, you know, from high school sports, specifically with Tiffin Calvert, had a very successful season this year with basketball. Just being able to share their story and be able to share the two of them as individuals, as well as the team and what that looked like throughout the entire season. So really excited to be able to welcome them on. So Jackson, Garrett, welcome, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Well, let's get started with just a couple basic icebreaker questions for you, just trying to get into it. First question, you know, we spend a lot of time on our phones, technology. You know, are you guys Apple users or Android?
Apple for sure.
I'm an Apple guy for sure too.
Apple everything, Apple headphones, Apple MacBook, the whole shebang. Yep.
Our son awesome. MacBooks, so we have grown up with Apple.
Yep, that definitely makes it much easier when the school provides that. That's awesome. Next question for you then, are you night people or morning people?
Oh, definitely night.
Yeah, night.
Did you guys ever have to have morning practices during the season?
We had a couple.
More so just like on a Saturday, but nothing like before school or anything like that.
Okay. Nice. Night people. Then last question, just as the icebreaker, is what is there a fun fact or something that most people don't know about each of you? Anything unique? Anything that you say, well, you know what? Yeah, most people don't know this about me.
I'm thinking.
All right, I can go. Basketball wasn't like my primary sport. I was like a cross country guy, big runner.
Okay. And
I just kind of outgrew that phase and realized basketball is way more fun.
So how old were you then when basketball became your primary sport?
Definitely junior high, probably like sixth through like eighth grade is when I started taking it real serious.
Okay. So you were a runner very early on then.
Oh yeah.
Like before sixth grade.
I think we have to do like these senior spotlight things. And my like interesting fact was I was an all Ohio cross country runner in like fifth grade.
Wow. That's awesome. That's cool.
Mine is that I actually used to be a wrestler. And then in about fourth grade, our CYO, which is like our little league basketball league, our coach switched me to basketball. And ever since then, I've loved basketball.
That's cool. So that's funny that both of you, you know, you didn't really start, you know, from an early age, didn't grow up playing basketball. It wasn't your primary sport. You had different sports you were involved with. And even today, I know, like, what other sports are the two of you involved with besides basketball?
We both played baseball. I played football.
I was golfing.
Okay. So you don't even run cross country at all anymore then, Garrett?
Gave no, I really had to put on some muscle. And it's hard to put on muscle when you're running eight miles a day.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair. Awesome. Well, let's jump into it then. Jump into the podcast then, just being able to share, as mentioned, you know, kind of recap that latest basketball season from the two of you, from your perspective, as far as a team, then also for the two of you individually. So to look back to the beginning of the season, you know, so last year, you went 20-5 end of the year. This season going in, you know, what were the expectations? What were the goals? What were the, you know, for the two of you individually, then also for the team, what were you hoping out of this season?
Go first.
For me, the two goals we always have are compete for a league title and compete for a district title. And we knew Old Fort was going to be good this year. We knew Hopewell and Gibsonburg were both going to be good. So we knew we had to come ready for those games. And for the district, we knew we were a better team. So we were in the mix for teams who could win the district. And an individual goal for me, I didn't have a ton. I just wanted to do whatever I could to help out the team.
Then for me, individually, I just want to be a leader, you know, lead everyone, lead by example. And then like the team aspect, we knew we were going to be pretty good. We lost a couple guys, but we knew we were returning a lot as well. So honestly, our expectations as a team was pretty high.
So both of you are seniors. Is this a strong senior class? I guess you mentioned that you only lost a couple people from last year. Was it a strong senior class, or like where did the majority of the team kind of break down as far as age, and how many of those guys, I guess, played on the team last year as well?
We had eight seniors. I think seven of them played. Okay. And then we had one junior who played. The senior group has been playing together since seventh grade. So we had a really tight bond. So we knew coming in, it was going to be like junior high. That's what we would always say, like senior year will be like junior high all over again. So it was kind of fun playing with everyone, like all of our, because we played with everybody, but like being the ones who were like the players this year, it was fun for me.
That's cool. That's cool that both of you, you know, those seniors you said started from an early age. So like your senior class has just been building. And I mean, eight guys in one class is a lot. You know, yeah, you typically, you know, in junior high, you have a decent sized team, and then the class gets smaller and smaller over time. But even as seniors, to have eight guys on the team is really cool to see. You know, and obviously just that chemistry you're able to build over the years of playing together. So then the season starts, you know, very early on. You mentioned, you know, knowing that Old Fort was going to be tough. You have a couple of very close games with Old Fort, and Gibsonburg was closer. Then kind of from there, there was not very many close games until towards the end of the season. I guess from your perspective, can you kind of walk through the season? What were those first, you know, you have, again, those first couple of close games, you pull them out. And at least, you know, looking at the box score, kind of smooth sailing the rest of the season. Was that difficult then to go through game by game? And I mean, I'm sure it's fun, obviously, to win game after game. But, you know, when winning by the amount that you are winning by, was it difficult to be focused going in and, you know, practicing the week leading up to games when you're winning by so much?
I got this. Well, I mean, like the teams we were playing pretty solid competition. So like when we played Clyde and Margaretta, I think we played those two, I don't want to say back to back, but it was pretty early on in the season. And when we handled both of those teams, that's when I was like, we have a chance to do something pretty special, because those are two really solid programs and we just took it to them kind of.
That's cool. And I even saw, you know, one interview where your coach talked about, you know, once the rankings came out, you know, very early on in January, I think you were 12th, 13th in the state. And, you know, he, from his perspective, he said he brought it up, mentioned it. He said, we're not going to talk about it the rest of the season. From the two of you and, you know, from the athlete's perspective, how close did you pay attention to that? How much did it really matter to you? Like as the season went along, like obviously winning games was most important, but then to see, you know, just keep moving up that rank, you know, what was that like from the athlete perspective?
I got this one. For us, we thought it was pretty cool. I mean, we didn't really care about the rankings. We just thought it was cool to be ranked pretty high in the state and to be like that team, like, oh, Calvert's ranked second in the state or Calvert's ranked first in the state and having teams having to play us. We thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you, as Calvert as a program, like, have they been, like, was this the highest they've ever been ranked or the longest, like, you've had an undefeated season? Like, what does this team look like, I guess, in terms of from a school history?
There was one team in, I think, was it 2005?
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around 2005 that went 20-0 but lost in the district semis, I want to say. Okay. And they were ranked first in the state. But no team went 22-0 and there was only one other team to make it to the regional final.
Okay. It was awesome. So, you know, definitely up there in school history, being one of the most successful programs is really cool too. I'm sure to be a part of that throughout the process. So as I mentioned, you know, kind of going through that season, you know, playing tough competition, but winning big over those games, you come to the last game of the regular season, undefeated, Western Reserve, undefeated, an away game, you know, playing on their home court as well. You know, take me through that game versus Western Reserve. You know, just like, did you feel pressure going into it, knowing the, you know, both of you and the high level that both of you have been playing all year long, both being undefeated, You know, take me through that last game of the regular season with them.
I mean, for me, I was not nervous, but like the whole week leading up to it, I was so excited. Like that's all I was thinking about. So I kind of just turned that into energy, and the atmosphere there was nuts. It was probably the most fun game I'll ever play in. It was crazy.
Yeah, for me, I knew we were trying to get this game. One of our assistant coach really, really wanted it because he knew it would prepare us for tournaments. And leading up to the game, that whole day was fun because we had an early morning shoot around. We got there early, and there was already people there lined up. It wasn't like a tournament game where we got to shoot before the game. So we were all ready to go. Our Calvert actually started off, was it 4 threes?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's what won us the game in those first couple minutes because it was 10 throughout the whole game. I think they got it to 5 at one point. But that was probably one of the most fun games I'll ever play in too.
I like to add on to that. When you scroll through Twitter, you follow like all the sports broadcasters and the reporters, and like all of them were tweeting about this game and how excited they are to go like watch it and write about it. So that just makes you excited to play in it.
Yeah, adds another element, like you said, both sides. Like that's cool to be able to have the media talking about the game all week long, but then also, you know, you showing up and there's fans already outside the door, and you know, there's parents, there's community members that are there. You know, obviously this adds to the hype of the game as well. So, and as you mentioned, starting off the game very strong. You know, I think you said the 4 for 4 for threes shooting early on. So it sounds like then was it ever? I mean, it wasn't a blowout, but was it ever really that close of a game? Did they ever have the lead?
No, I don't think they ever had the lead. There was a time in the fourth quarter where we were up 5 and they had the ball and they got an open 3. That was the only time where I was like, oh, if this goes in, this is going to get real and we're going to have to step up. But I ended up not going in. I think Garrett ended up making a jump shot to put us back up by 7. And then after that, it was just over.
That's cool. And that's awesome that both you said that is a game that you will remember for the rest of your life, and just the, you know, the atmosphere and the fans, the media, and everyone being involved with that. It's just really cool. I'm glad you're able to have that experience. So you start the tournament run then, you know, very early on, the second game, you play Old Fort, played them for the third time this season. You had mentioned earlier how competitive they were going to be this year. When you're playing a team in your league for the third time, you know, it's very, very difficult to beat a team 3 times in one season. What was that game like playing Old Fort in tournament? You know, was it similar to the other two? Was it different? Walk me through that game.
I'll start. Okay. For us, we knew we had to come ready to play because our freshman and sophomore year, we actually, Old Fort beat us twice in the regular season, and then we knocked them out of tournaments. So we knew that was a possibility. So we knew we had to come ready to play, and we knew that we couldn't just show up and win. Colin Nutter is one of the tallest guys I'll ever play, and so long and lanky. We knew we had to stop him, and we wanted to make them jump shooters. So that's what we came in. Coach Auerbacher always comes in with a great plan. So we just followed his plan, and we were able to get the win.
And like, as this related to the other games, the second time we played them, I don't really remember like what start we got off to, but the first time we played them, it was awful. We were down like 13-1. But the third time we played them, we did that same thing to them. I think we were up 13-2 right away. And that's when I had it in my mind. I'm like, we're going to beat them the third time.
That's cool. That's cool to be able to flip the script. And like you said, even from when you were younger as well, seeing, so, you know, you had that perspective in the back of your mind of knowing how difficult it is to beat a team 3 times because you had to witness Old Fort beating you twice and you're not giving them off in tournament as well. So then, you know, you play Ottoville, play Antwerp in the next game. What game, when you're playing Antwerp, was that regional semis? Was that district finals? Where was that at in the tournament?
Antwerp was regional final.
Regional final. Okay. Yeah, walk me through that last game of the season, you know, especially as seniors. You know, what was that game? How did it go? And what was the feeling at the end of that game?
There you go.
Yeah, I can go. Coming into the game, it was one of our assistant coaches always said to just enjoy the day. I remember a group of us seniors went to breakfast, which somehow he paid for our meal. We don't really know how, because he was at school teaching. And then we ended up taking him a little goodie bag. And then we just hung out with the guys throughout the day. And then when we got to the arena, we got to warm up and stretch. And just seeing, like, the whole crowd, it was pretty awesome. And then during the game, it was going – we were going back and forth. And then we're down 7 at halftime. And we knew we had to change something, so we tried to go to a trap. And they were making that skip pass for the corner three, and they were hitting those threes. Mm. Dagger Landers, their big guy, is probably the best player we played all year. He's really good. He's going to Finley to play basketball. And then when that – I actually fouled out. When I fouled out, it wasn't over yet, but we were down 15 and weren't making any runs, so I kind of knew. It was sad to realize basketball was over. Mm. But to looking back on the year now, I wouldn't trade any of the memories I have for anything.
Sure.
And then for me, it was probably the worst game I've ever played in my life. I was like 1 for probably 12. And a lot of my shots, I was like, oh, that's going in. And it was just short or just long. So it was frustrating knowing that, like, I played my last game and it wasn't my best. But can't do anything about it now. So we just had to move on from it and just be glad that everything happened.
For sure. I'm glad to hear you on both of you say that. Obviously, the season did not end how you wanted, but just the entire experience, the entire season, and every single game going through, and especially being seniors, even just the entire high school basketball as a sport, that it was just so much fun. You both enjoyed it and were able to, you know, cherish those memories. And again, with those 8 seniors being plugged in as a team. And even you mentioned at the very beginning, you know, a goal being a league title and the district title. So those were 2 goals that you were able to accomplish. You know, obviously would have loved to, I'm sure, had a regional title on top of that as well. Would have been really cool to make it to state, you know, but regardless, that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes. And, still had a fantastic season, a lot of wins, and I'm sure a lot of fantastic memories along the way. So there's 8 of you seniors graduating. For the future of the program, you know, what does the future look like? What does next year, the next couple of years look like for Calvert basketball?
We always have good JV teams. I think they lost just 1 or 2 games this year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be good next year. They're very athletic. They're going to be more athletic than we were this year. They just need to work a little bit on the skill aspect, but physically they're ready.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, it probably feels good as seniors as well to know that the program is going to be in good hands with the next step as well, having that successful of a JV team. For each of you individually, you know, what does the next step look like? Are either of you continuing your basketball career? What is it, you know, if you know as of now what post high school plans are specifically in regards to basketball?
You can go.
I'm going to attend Heidelberg University to play basketball. So I'm staying home.
Staying local.
Yeah. I went on a couple other visits, but Heidelberg was just the best fit for me. Like, I didn't want to stay 10 minutes away from home, but that's just how, like you said, the cookie crumbles, you know?
Yeah.
For me, I'm staying in Tiffin too, but I'm working at our family business, which has been there for like 75 years, I think, or something like that.
Nice. That is cool. Still Coach Buhai? Heidelberg, correct?
That was me. Yep.
So I graduated from Heidelberg. So I was a Heidelberg grad. Granted, I actually ran cross country track in my time there, but attended many basketball games and even did some broadcasting events for the basketball as well for the live stream. So yeah, I know Coach Buhai and that program a little bit as well. So that is awesome. Cool that you'll be able to continue that, and awesome, cool that, you know, you'll be able to jump into the family business, Jackson, and, you know, kind of be involved with that 75 years of the business. So as we kind of start to wrap up the podcast, then, you know, here at the Hometown Highlights, we focus a lot on the community. You had briefly mentioned, you know, a little bit here and there, you know, what the community looked like throughout this season and the support, but can you, you know, more in depth kind of dive into how the community supported you, how much that meant to you, and whether that was the season or even just overall, you know, in your basketball career at Calvert?
Our senior moms are crazy. they did anything we would ask. They made bags, snack bags for us before and after the game. They would do pep rallies for us when we're walking up from getting off the bus. They were awesome. Like, they were crazy, but it was a good crazy. They were definitely our biggest fans. And the support we got from the community was awesome. Like, to look out and see Liberty Benz gym almost full with Calvert people, it was awesome. And, like, local restaurants would support us by giving us team meals. Just Tiffin's community is pretty special, so I'm glad we were able to make them proud.
And to add on to that, I mean, it speaks volumes about Calvert's community when you go to the Western Reserve game and there's more Calvert fans than Western fans. It was crazy.
That is cool. That's cool that being able to have that support, even on those away games, you know, instead, even at Liberty Benz, even at Western Reserve. Definitely, I'm sure, an odd feeling to be at an away game, but looking in the stands and seeing, you know, it almost feels like every single game is a home game under those circumstances. You know, when you have more fans that are in the stand and more parents, and senior moms are crazy. Maybe I'll need to cut that part out for the moms. Hopefully the moms don't listen.
Oh, leave that part in there. They'll love that.
They got, like, matching jumpsuits for, yeah, like, tournaments.
They were like a mini student section. Like, if you're at, like, an away game and it was a school night, so not a lot of students were there, they would try to do chants. It wasn't the most successful, but it was the effort that mattered.
That's right. That is cool. That's really awesome to hear from the sport, from the parents, and also the community as well throughout the entire trip. So, Jackson, Garrett, I just want to thank you again for your time, for jumping on this podcast and being able to share, you know, kind of what that season looked like in detail for you, but then also that Calvert, you know, basketball program and also the community and those moms that have supported you, you know, throughout the entire year. Just a really cool story. And, you know, we're glad to be able to share and highlight that story for the two of you and for that program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun talking about the season.
This has been the Hometown Highlights Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation. For similar interviews, you can subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again to our sponsors at Hitchings Insurance. Thanks for your time, and we look forward to the next show.